This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And not too long ago, we spoke about Arrow Recovery up in Roxby Downs, looking at bringing in new bilbies to the reserve, and they've gone and done it. I'm joined this morning by General Manager of Arrow Recovery, Catherine Tuft. How are you this morning, Kath?
I'm good, thanks, Jordan.
So, as I said, the bilbies have been reintroduced. How did that go?
Yeah, look, it went pretty smoothly, as these things go. It's a pretty complicated and busy day with a lot of stress, and it was a really long stint, actually, for a team that went down to Thistle Island, because they were catching bilbies for the entire night. They didn't get a wink of sleep, and then they had to travel back up here. Quite a long drive, so they were sleeping in the car, sharing the driving, and then they had a long night of putting the bilbies out down holes to settle in here. But it went off well, and we've now got some new bilbies on the block.
How many bilbies did they have to wrangle and bring back to Roxby?
Yeah, so we didn't get quite as many as we wanted. We were going for 15, but managed to catch 9. That nasty southerly bluster, people might remember, that passed through the last few days, made the bilbies a little bit hard to find. I reckon they were not enjoying the weather either, so unfortunate timing. But 9 is still a good number for what we're trying to do, which is to bring some new genetics in.
Hmm. And how did the release into the reserve go?
Yeah, it was good. So we put each animal directly into an existing bilby burrow because we wanted them to be able to just hide straight away and settle in, and also know where to find a burrow so that they weren't running around the following morning looking for a home in the light and vulnerable to eagles and things. So all of them went down these holes quite happily, and we'd also intentionally spread them around the part of the reserve we put them in to be in the centre of a home range of an existing bilby, because we're quite interested to see how the new bilbies and the existing bilbies sort their territories out and find a place for each other.
And I guess you want to split them up so they can, you know, spread their seeds, so to speak, in with the existing population.
Yeah, precisely. So we really want to maximise the impact that the new bilbies have in getting their genes out there. So the more they're spread around, the better.
Are you tracking the new bilbies as well?
Yes, yes. So they're all carrying these little tail transmitters, which beep a little VHF signal, and we've got a student, Brianna, out there and other folks tracking them every day to keep a watch on them and collect that home range movement data as well. So that'll give us an idea of how they're going, and in a few weeks we'll be trapping them up and removing those transmitters, checking on their health and seeing if any of the females have babies.
And changing topic a little bit, so one of the biggest issues for Arrow Recovery of the last few years has been, I guess, drought. Have you been enjoying all this rain we've been getting recently?
Yes, so much. The country looks amazing. There's just green everywhere, and there's a lot of annual growth, grasses and lovely wildflowers, which are just beautiful. But we're also seeing some of the trees and shrubs responding a bit too. So it feels pretty good after a very long 2 years of dry.
Of course, there was concerns even about the population of the bettongs, which came back strong a few years ago as well. But do you think the animals have shown any, I guess, signs of bouncing back with the rain? Have you noticed more activity?
Yeah, definitely. So for some more than others, but the bilbies, actually, the resident ones, have been breeding and being more active with the rain. They're very quick to respond. Same for bandicoots, and the bettongs are catching up slowly. So, yeah, everyone's taking advantage of it, and it feels a lot better.
Of course, back to the bilbies, you're asking people to, you know, donate, and they could have a chance to name the bilbies. Were there any takers?
Yeah, there were. So we had a number of creative names. We asked people to pick an island-themed name because these animals were coming from Thistle Island off Port Lincoln. So we had a few, like Gilligan, that might be familiar
like
to most.
One, yeah.
We also had the other one, Wilson, for those that remember.
All right.
Tom Hanks in Castaway and his soccer ball. So, yeah, we had a bit of fun.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan of those names, so thank you, whoever named those. Kath, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
My pleasure.
That was Catherine Tuft, the General Manager with Arrow Recovery up in Roxby Downs, on your Classic It's Breakfast.